confront the fact that when a white supremacist or neo-Nazi does the exact same thing, that's terrorism too. Mostly in the context of the United States, when you have these sorts of protests, you give a permit to one group and then a counter group wants a permit. Here in New York, for example, the police take precautions to keep them separate. They put barricades up between them to try and prevent that sort of violence. I don't have any doubt that authorities in Charlottesville are going to look back and say, were there things we could have or should have done to prevent it?
But do most people in your field say, it is surprising that we have not had an attack in the United States?